Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. And by Green Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Merry Christmas, happy holidays from Taylorville, where the Silver Streaks boys are ready to battle the Rockets of Rochester High School, who are having the starting lineup announced right now. Coach Michael Steers, in his first season as head coach at Rochester, brings in a 1-2 team, and he will be led by sophomore point guard Dalton Handelin at 5'9", along with Dan Ziegler, a 6'4 sophomore, junior Howard Fisher at 6', and two seniors in the Rockets starting lineup, 6'2 Ryan Neal and 6'7 Matt Swain, a star on the football team as well, headed to Illinois State University on a football scholarship. Same starting five for Coach Mike Reynolds, and hasn't been often, Jim, in his six seasons as head coach. He's been able to send out the same starting five for the first 11 games of the season. Sophomores Devin Ross and Ethan Meeker, along with junior Grant Gibson and seniors Denzel Jones and Tyson Parks. And they've led Galesburg to an 8-2 start. Silver Streaks wearing the gold jerseys tonight with the black trim. Rochester will wear the home white.
Well, Rochester wearing the Fighting Illini shoes, bright orange shoes for these Rochester Rockets. Both of these teams, everybody in their footwear, exactly the same. The Galesburg Streaks going with the gray high tops. A lot of times you'll see teams with a mixture of shoes, but these guys are looking pretty sharp.
See what Coach Mike Reynolds can do with this team to get him into an up-tempo offense, which he wants. Rochester will definitely want to play a little slower tempo, as they are under first-year head coach Mike Steers, as you heard Jim Lee talk about. Played on Shelbyville's state tournament title team under head coach Sean Taylor, now at Quincy. And Coach Mike Reynolds said, you know, they'll be coming in with a good scouting report as Dan Ziegler drives the left baseline and puts the Rockets on top 2-0. They're 1-2 on the season. Their only victory coming on this floor here at Taylorville, defeating the host Tornadoes by 17. A three-point loss to Springfield and a blowout loss to Chatham-Glenwood, all three of their games in the Central State 8 Conference. On the left side, Ethan Meeker hits a three from the wing, and Galesburg takes a 3-2 lead.
You're going to see Ethan hit that first shot. Many times it takes him a little while to find the range, but drains number one. Maybe he'll have a big night.
Comes in just under 40% on the season from three-point range. On the right side, Howard Fisher. Lob on the inside. Chased down as he overthrew Dalton Handelin a bit. Kicks it to the left side on the outside. Ziegler pump fakes left, goes right. Gets it back to Ziegler with a one-handed shot over the shoulder in the lane. Knocks it down. And Rochester regains the lead at 4-3. Galesburg into the front court quickly. Driving all the way in from the right side. Gibson airballs it over the rim. Weak side rebound by Fisher. Leads Rochester into the front court. Down the right side of the lane. Too strong with a right hand. And Gibson with a rebound. Galesburg back quickly. Tyson Parks fakes right down the left side of the lane. And the shot rolls off the back of the rim, rebounded by Ziegler for Rochester. Streaks had a couple of penetration drives to the basket. Couldn't finish off either one of them. Rochester with the ball in a one-point lead. On the right side, Neal dribbles it back out between the circles. As Galesburg sticks with the man defense here in the early going. Meeker fights around the screen, chases down Fisher on the left side. Now we got a foul away from the ball. A hold on Tyson Parks, as he tried to catch up with Matt Swain, fighting through the lane and fighting through a screen, will be the first foul of the game with 6:03 to go in the first quarter.
Well, just in 2 minutes here, Rochester's already shown us way more athleticism than they showed in four quarters last season when we blew them out.
Lob on the inbound to Matt Swain, bides his time, posts up Tyson Parks, misses the turnaround jumper, and Tyson gets the rebound. Devin Ross on the dribble out high. Denzel Jones comes out for it. Gives off to Meeker on the outside. Has the ball poked away by Handelin. Chases it down into the front court. And Meeker wrapping around from the backside. Slaps it out of his hands. Picks up a foul, but that prevents the layup at the other end.
You kind of got to like the young point guard for Rochester. Handelin is, he went down the lane with a really tough runner in the lane. Put the high arching shot that was perfect. And then a nice steal there from Maker, and he's got two free throws coming.
Handelin misses the first one. In and out off the back rim. 4-3 Rochester. We played 2 minutes, 18 seconds in the first quarter. At Mattoon, Galesburg girls leading Vandalia at the half, 28-14. Try to keep you updated on that one as the night goes along here. Second free throw up and off the back of the rim. So two misses by the point guard, and Gibson rebounds the second. Galesburg still down one, 5.5 to go first quarter. Parks on the outside at the right high post, gives off to Meeker. Gibson comes out for the pass, sidesteps left, dumps it back into Parks on the high-low. Duck up and under, misses a shot, turn around, rebound batted around, diving on the floor for it. Parks comes up with it, now taken away by Rochester. Good hard battling on the inside by the Silver Streaks, just couldn't take advantage of it. Third missed shot inside of 5 feet. On the outside, handling, right side, Fisher. Right in front of the Galesburg bench. Streaks down a point. Swain coming out high for it at the volleyball line. Parks gives him about 12 feet of clearance. And coming out for the pass, Fisher will now lead the point. Bounces it right side on the wing over to Neal. Guarded by Jones. Inlet pass as Jones went left. And then on the little give and go on the outside, Jones gets called for a foul, trying to reverse directions back on the inlet pass. And that's three quick fouls on Galesburg now with 4:44 to go in the first quarter. No fouls yet on Rochester. On the inbound, they get it into Swain. Picks it up right hard, but misses a shot over Parks. And then from the backside, Swain reaches around and slaps it hard out of Tyson Parks' hands. And that's a foul on Swain, trying to get it back after a miss on the inside. So he's had a couple of good looks at it on the inside and has failed to convert on both of his shots.
Yeah, we saw Alex Sorensen for Dunlap in the previous game. He's another one of the big men of the tournament. Didn't really impress. I mean, he got a few things done, but for their size, neither one of these guys at this point is dominating the ball.
Jones on the inlet pass down low. Meeker from the low blocks, turn around with the right hand. He has all of Galesburg's points here in the early going, and the Streaks lead 5-4. Approaching the midpoint of quarter number one. Rantoul defeated Dunlap in the opener of this Taylorville Holiday Tournament. This is Galesburg's opener battling Rochester. A Central State H team joining Taylorville. Lob on the inside to Swain. Steps to the basket. That one rims in and out and then over the back, knocking it off of Tyson Parks, apparently, who had better position. Fisher went up over the top of him. And from our perspective, looked like he knocked it out of bounds, but the official was quick to signal that it was out on Parks. So another chance at it for Rochester. Lob on the inbound to Swain. Dribbling right is Handlin. Down the lane, lobs it into the baseline to Ziegler, and he'll bring it back out into the hands of Neal and back out to Fisher between the circles. 5-4 Galesburg, just past the midpoint of quarter number one. Logan Davis will come in for the Streaks at the next dead ball. No substitutions for the Rockets yet. Quick inlet pass on the give and go, and the shot too strong off the glass. Fisher got caught too low under the glass. Now Gibson to the other end with a bank shot down the lane. That one is too hard. And the rebound to Rochester. Streaks getting great penetration. Now a steal at half court. Jones down the middle of the lane lays it up and in. First turnover of the game on the Rockets, and the Streaks take advantage of it. And now a timeout called by Coach Mike Steers for Rochester as they were in pressure and in trouble in the backcourt. Just a 30-second timeout.
Denzel Jones, a key play here to give Galesburg a 7-4 lead, not only with the steal, but as we've seen already in the early season, that quick acceleration to the basket, and then he elevates. I think he surprised him with his elevation, too. Yeah. He just laid that ball up over the rim and in. For a guy no bigger than Denzel, I think they're going, whoa!
I love to see, and Denzel does this a lot, when he gets that steal, it's like he takes just a fraction of a second to kind of measure what the defense is doing. And then once he takes that initial step, I mean, it's quick to the basket. He just went right between the two defenders once he saw where they were going to line up.
Yeah, and then up and over to the basket. So a very athletic play by Denzel Jones. Silver Streaks weathered a little stretch here. Rochester had some chances to stretch that lead, missed four straight shots, and so the Streaks with the lead.
Inbounds to Howard Fisher at half court, and he was one-on-one in transition at the other end and took it all the way up and in over Eric Thompson, who's checked into the game. Logan Davis also in for Galesburg, as Tyson Parks and Devin Ross have sat down. Gibson with it on the outside, looking interior, coming out high for the pass. Meeker now down the lane, bounces it over to Denzel, fakes the 18-footer, gets tripped up, dishes the pass away to Gibson between the defenders. Strong to the basket, but too strong. Missed it again off the backboard. Swain with a rebound and a foul by Thompson over the back.
Yeah, really strong to the basket. Gibson with a nice power move there, but just couldn't quite get it down. Gibson, the last time he was on this court, was just tearing up Taylorville for 39 points last year, but the Streaks still dropped that game.
Galesburg puts on the press. Rochester breaks it down the right side of the lane, taking it strong. Dalton Hamblin right at Eric Thompson. Thompson moved with him and didn't hold his position, draws the foul, and a chance at a three-point play as Hamblin finished it off and puts Rochester back on top 8-7. Now Eric Thompson, the sophomore, wasn't out there very long. He picks up two quick fouls and right back into the game. Tyson Parks also in. Kevontae Shaw for Galesburg.
Well, again, an impressive play by Hamblin, the point guard for Rochester, to not only get the foul on Eric Thompson, but he able to keep his concentration on the basket and get it, and the chance for the old-fashioned three here coming up for Hamblin.
Denzel Jones gets a break. Coach Mike Reynolds saying we're going to have to go deeper. In fact, he talked about that after the Pleasant Valley game at the Iowa-Illinois shootout last Saturday. Said we'll probably have to use more guys off the bench. Tonight, he said, we'll probably have to use them earlier, and he's done that, three substitutions already. So eight players on the floor at given different times for Galesburg. Parks in the lane with Galesburg down two after Hamblin made the free throw. Gibson skips it up top. Shaw on the inbounds to Parks, gives it right back out to Gibson for three, and that one is good. So Grant couldn't hit any of his interior shots, but he knocks down his first perimeter jumper, and Galesburg's back on top by one. 2:15 to go, first quarter. Across midcourt, Fisher. Right side in front of the Galesburg bench, Hamblin. Now back behind him to Ziegler. They swing it around left to Austin Dowis, a 5'10 senior, is checked into the game. Inlet pass to Swain, who travels with it. Second turnover by Rochester. And Galesburg with a one-point lead, trying to build on it with 2:03 to go in the first quarter.
Swain was able to fight off Tyson Parks, who was in front of him, and it looked like Swain was going to get an easy basket, but that lob pass just a little too long, and he couldn't get his footing.
Inlet pass to Davis, right back out on the high low to Shaw, who drains a three. Galesburg's knocked down three straight perimeter jumpers, and their biggest lead now at 13-9, 1:45 to go first quarter. Kevontae can knock him down, especially when he gets an open look at it. That's his third three-pointer of the season in limited play, and now Meeker coming in from the backside, trying to steal one away from Howard Fisher, picks up his second foul. 13-9, 1:37 to go, first quarter. Devin Ross back into the game, and he'll replace Meeker, who's got to go to the bench early in this game. 97 seconds yet to play in the first quarter, picking up his second foul.
Silver Streaks girls lead down to 38-26 with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter of their game at Mattoon.
Was a 14-point halftime lead, so still a 12-point edge for Coach Evan Massey's team, looking for its seventh win of the season. Crossover dribble by Hamblin out high, lost Davis, and then he couldn't finish off the shot down the lane, and the rebound by Shaw for Galesburg. Gibson spinning at the high post, has the ball knocked away on the floor. Shaw picks it up and skips it right side over to Devin Ross. Driving into the lane, stop, pop, missed it off the back rim. And the rebound by Swain for Rochester. Good look by Devin. Good penetration in the lane. A pull-up jumper. Too strong off the back of the rim. Galesburg still leads by four, under a minute to go first quarter. Hamblin on the outside, still trying to lose Davis. Skips it under the wing over to Fisher. Bounce pass down low. They led Swain too much. Turnover. Outlet pass from Shaw to Logan Davis, and it's off his waist, and Galesburg turns it over, giving it right back. Good pass by Shaw. Davis just couldn't reel it in. Now on the outside, Fisher covered up from three. Hamblin, quick lob pass on the inside to Swain. Ball on the floor, stolen away by Galesburg again. Ross picks it up. Left side over to Gibson for three. It's good. And a player down, I believe, is Dalton Hamblin for Rochester. And the officials call timeout as he's up. Looks to be favoring his right foot, right ankle, right leg, something, and now running it off to the end of the bench, seems to be walking a little better. But in the meantime, Galesburg's gone up seven here at 16-9. They have scored nine straight.
Yeah, Hamblin determined to shake that one off. He's out of the lineup for now, but he's over there walking circles in the corner. Yeah, I wouldn't expect he'll be out of the game too long.
Colin Stallworth, a 6'4 freshman, into the game, replacing him. 25 seconds to go, first quarter. Galesburg's opened up a seven-point lead. See if Rochester attempts to hold for the final shot here. Galesburg's forced some turnovers here in the last 2 minutes. Down the left side of the lane, they're going to get another one. And that one was just careless. Yeah. Howard Fisher with a lob pass to the left side as he tried to cut in from the left side of the basket, and then he just maybe took his eye off the ball and went off his left hand. Dove for it, trying to save it out of bounds, but couldn't get to it.
Streaks have pulled out to a seven-point lead and 14 seconds to go in the quarter with the ball. You expect we'll take the final shot of the quarter as we've finished well here.
Denzel Jones in for Logan Davis. Here's Kevontae Shaw with 7 seconds to go. On the perimeter, now backs up. One step over to Devin Ross. Tries to drive left side. Over to Jones for three. off the front of the rim, but a late foul coming in. Swain.
Wow.
And a technical foul called on Swain now. So he's now picked up three fouls as he barked at the official about the call. And that's really going to hurt Rochester with their big man picking up three fouls in the first quarter, a personal foul and a technical foul here at the end of the first quarter. And Denzel Jones is going to shoot three free throws with no time on the clock.
Amazing turn of events there. Yeah, the big kid Swain, who's the leading scorer normally for this Rochester team, and he'll have to stand there and watch Jones add to the lead as he does with the first of his three free throws, 17-9 now.
That extends the run to 10 in a row by Galesburg. Now 11 in a row as Denzel hits the second free throw. Mike Reynolds talked about where's the run going to come in this game. He talked about the run in the Moline game, the Quincy game, the Pleasant Valley game.
That away, Denzel.
And Denzel makes all three to give Galesburg a 12-0 run to end the first quarter. And now he's going to stay there at the line and shoot the technical free throws.
Coach Mike Reynolds figures, well, he's comfortable, he's hot, let him keep shooting.
And he does. Four in a row at the line with one more coming, and Galesburg should have the ball to begin the second quarter as well. 20-9 Galesburg here at the end of the first quarter, and the final free throw by Denzel is perfect. Oh, Denzel went with seven in the quarter.
He won the stuffed animal that trip to the line.
A 12-point lead for Galesburg at the end of one as they hit five free throws with senior Denzel Jones at the line on a personal foul and a technical foul on the big man Matt Swain. And you're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Paid for by Sansbury & Associates Investment Research.
Hey, Dan, did you hear Obama took a pay cut?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he took a 5% pay cut because that's what other government workers were losing due to the recent sequester.
Well, you know that's peanuts for him, right? I mean, he gets paid a pretty hefty salary as president, but did you know that he also makes an additional $72,000 on average per month on the side?
Wait, President Obama collects money from something other than his job?
Crazy, right?
Where's all this extra cash coming from?
Well, last week I came across a website called secretincome14.com, which explained exactly where the money comes from. But the cool thing is, it also shows how guys like you and me can rake in thousands of dollars every month by taking advantage of essentially the same income secret Obama uses.
You mean there's a way I can do this for myself? Come on, that sounds too good to be true.
If you don't believe me, go to secretincome14.com and check out the story. It's totally free and you don't have to sign up for anything.
What's that website again?
It's www.secretincome14.com.
WGIL is proud to be a part of our community.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser with WGIL. The Knox County Humane Society presents their annual Luminary Candlelight Celebration on New Year's Eve from 5 to 6:30 p.m. at their location in Galesburg. Luminaries are $5, all of which goes to help the shelter do its work. For info on ordering, check our calendar at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Underway in the second quarter, a three-point basket is good for Howard Fisher from the top of the arc. And that ends the Galesburg run, 21-12. Galesburg by nine as we start the second quarter. Quite a finish to the first quarter. Denzel Jones hitting five free throws, and their star center going to the bench with three fouls. But Rochester opens the basket, opens the quarter with a basket, and Kevontae Shaw answers from the left corner. Silver Streaks are now 5-for-6 from three-point range in this game and lead by 12, 24-12, under 7 minutes to go in the first half. With a token full-court pressure, Rochester breaks it. Matt McClintock, a 6'2 sophomore. Colin Sulworth, a 6'4 freshman, both in the game, having to pick up the slack with the big man on the bench, and now a foul on Denzel Jones as his second with a pass to the baseline. So Jones and Ethan Meeker, two starters, each with two fouls, and Eric Thompson on the bench as a reserve with two fouls. Seventh team foul on the Silver Streaks. Puts Ryan Neal at the free throw line. He has yet to score in this game. First one up, and in and out. And the rebound dribbles out of bounds. Last touch by Rochester. Well, Rochester only 1 of 4 from the free throw line as a team, so they're not able to take advantage of the opportunities they've been getting there. Run through some statistics when we get the next dead ball and a chance to tell you about the numbers. Pretty good for Galesburg, a team that comes in on the season shooting close to 50%. On the outside, Gibson steps inside the arc, misses an 18-footer, and the rebound by McClintock down low. Gibson having a hard time finding his shot. Missed his first three on the interior, hit two perimeter jumpers. Now missed that one. Approaching the six-minute mark of the second quarter. Here's a quick three by McClintock, or Stallworth, rather, on the outside. Drains that one. So two three-pointers to open the second quarter. Rochester down nine, under 6 minutes to go first half. Meeker on the left side, fakes right, drives left, and a block down low, but a foul called, and Ethan will shoot two free throws.
A pile of humanity that time after Meeker went down, and a couple of the Rochester players did too. I'll tell you what, this freshman that they've got, Colin Stallworth, he's long and lean, and we saw him just shoot a pure shot from the outside. He's got nice confidence with the ball. He could be quite a player before it's all done, just a freshman for Rochester.
And Meeker's first free throw hits twice off the back iron and drops away. Didn't get a chance to compare turnovers, Jim. So while we've got a moment here, let's run through some of those first quarter stats. I did have five turnovers for Rochester and two for the Silver Streaks. Does that sound about right?
Yep. Rochester handled the ball pretty well for the first 4 minutes of that first period, but then got a little sloppy down toward the end. Silver Streaks' quickness started to assert itself a little bit, too.
Meeker misses both free throws, but Parks gets the rebound, and then that one is blocked for the putback. Then Tyson's falling out of bounds, saves it, throwing it off Stallworth, and the Streaks are going to get another chance at it.
First couple of offensive rebounds in this one for the Silver Streaks as they try and build up their lead. Silver Streaks girls are ahead 51-26 after three.
There we go.
In their game at Mattoon.
Knocked out of bounds on a sideline pass. Handlin comes over, bats it away, and the Streaks will have to inbound just to our right here on the floor at Taylorville High School. Good perspective here. We enjoy the vantage point that we have. Here's Meeker, top of the circle, hits a three.
This is a shooter's gymnasium. We have seen some guys have some big, big games in here for a number of different teams. It's kind of a deep background, but still the players seem very comfortable shooting in here.
Down the lane, and another missed interior shot, this time by Rochester. Meeker with the rebound, dribbles it into the front court, drives baseline, kicks it out to Devin Ross, up with the right hand, and the teardrop is good. Kid can shoot that as well as anybody we've seen so far this year.
Silver Streaks really have the tempo to their liking now with 5 minutes to go before half. Already 29 points on the board, and it's the last 20 have come in a flurry.
And a 14-point lead. Silver Streaks ended the first quarter on a 14-0 run to take a 12-point lead, and now the ball off Handlin up the near sideline. Good defense by Devin Ross forces the sixth Rockets turnover. And Gelsberg trying to build on the lead here with 4:50 to go first half.
Well, and coaches Reynolds and Cheeseman really keeping the pressure on Rochester now. We kind of played back a little bit, but once we get on one of those runs, we like to put the pedal to the metal and really turn the pressure up, and Rochester not responding very well.
Eric Thompson back into the game, passes it right side over to Meeker. Now Gibson, top of the arc, drives left side of the lane, dishes it off baseline. Ross kicks it over to Meeker in the corner. He goes into the lane, up with the left hand. That won't go. Rebound batted out to Meeker, saving it into the corner, but into the hands of Ryan Neal for Rochester. Now the Rockets want to get down court with it, and a right side shot, a really bad miss by Stallworth, whom we were just complimenting a moment ago, and Ross with the rebound gets fouled, bringing it into the front court.
Well, Stallworth got caught because he was going hard at the basket, and Tyson Parks had said himself, Stallworth knew he was going to get a charge if he didn't pull up. Well, he pulled up and let the ball out of his hand, but all his momentum left, and the ball never got to the rim.
After the foul by Handlin, Gibson inbounds in front of us, gives it over to Meeker. Swinging around left side, over to Devin Ross on the wing. Up top it goes to Gibson, drives right side of the lane, steps left into the lane, pull-up jumper, and knocks it down from about 7 feet away. And a timeout called by the Rockets, a full timeout. Halfway through the second quarter, Galesburg's built a 31-15 lead over Rochester. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Christmas may be over, but the savings have just begun at Kohl's Diamond Gallery. They're cleaning house to get ready for year-end inventory, which means deals you can't refuse. Stop in anytime now through the end of the year and take advantage of the after-Christmas inventory clearance sale. You'll save up to 60% off all clearance items and estate jewelry. That's right, up to 60%. Bring in that Christmas cash and get something special at a great price. But you only have until the end of the year, so stop into Kohl's Diamond Gallery today at 54 South Seminary, Galesburg, before it's too late.
When winter weather hits, count on the WGIL Morning News to bring you the latest in school cancellations, keeping you informed 24 hours a day. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Halfway through the second quarter, Galesburg puts on the full court pressure. Grant Gibson comes over right in front of us, going for a steal in front of Howard Fisher, and picks up his first foul. And Fisher's a little woozy, coming away holding his nose. Grant was just going for the steal, but as he went by, had the arms outstretched, caught Fisher across the front of the nose, and looks like he may be headed to the locker room. Yep, that's exactly where he's going. I didn't notice any blood.
No, although he was holding the nostrils shut,
I think. He held it right away. Yeah,
preventing anything from happening, so they'll go check that out.
So Austin Dowles will shoot the free throw in his place. First one up and in.
Or maybe he's just a bad free throw shooter, and they thought, well, we'll take the opportunity, send him to the locker room, and get our best kid up there shooting.
Oh, a little gamesmanship. Is that what you're saying? Nobody would do that, would they?
Yeah, you're right.
No, we think he was looking pretty woozy there, so we're pretty confident that was not gamesmanship. Tyson Parks rebounds, the second miss. Dallas hit the first one. Now Parks has it at the right high post, gets it out to Meeker. Silver Streaks lead by 15. Good inlet pass down low to position to Gibson, who got good position with a man on his hip. It's a 17-point Galesburg lead, 33-16. You were commenting at the break there, Jim, how surprised you are the way this game started, that Rochester has fallen behind as quickly as they have. That's credit to the Streaks, I think.
It is. For the first 4 minutes, I thought we're going to be in here all night trying to beat these guys, but we got our little run as we normally do there at the end of the first quarter, and it's just continued. And you take a team like Rochester that hasn't had much success on the basketball court in recent years, and I think they can get their dauber down a little bit, and then you can take advantage of them. And the Silver Streaks have done just that. Not that it's over, but the Silver Streaks sitting in pretty good shape right now at 33-16.
Devin Ross gets called for a hand check foul on Handlin, and then Handlin misses another free throw. He's 1-for-4. The team overall is not shooting well. Tyson Parks with his fifth rebound. And then Ross, with a tough pass on the left side, has to try to save it on the sideline and cannot. And that's the first Galesburg turnover of this second quarter.
Well, it's so important, especially these first couple of games, if you can do it, to get yourself a lead and be able to go deep on your bench and not wear out your starters, because our starters have had to play a lot of minutes in many of the games that we've won in the last few weeks.
Mike Reynolds has substituted more than we in this game than we have seen him do early in the game, and now Ross is going to get called for another foul on a missed three-pointer from the left side, and going up top over the back will be the second quick foul on Ross, and that's put Rochester in the double bonus now with 10 Galesburg team fouls, just under 3 minutes to go first half. So two on Ross, two on Meeker, two on Jones, and two on Thompson. We are at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer for Silver Streaks Boys Basketball. Galesburg 7-3 overall in this tournament, and a badly missed free throw by Evan Sembel way off to the left.
Rockets they're less than 50% from the line, aren't they?
Yeah, 1-for-5 in this quarter, 2-for-8 for the game. And the second free throw rims in and out, and a foul over the back by Austin Dowles as the Streaks had position there going for the rebound, and Dowles gets called for his first and the sixth Rochester team foul.
Evan Sembel, I would guess, one of the Rochester football players. Pretty solid build, but that build sometimes works against you when you're looking for touch at the free throw line, and he was too strong and too far left on both of those.
Quick three by Meeker off the back of the rim, and then goes up and touches one of the supports coming down, and that'll be back to Rochester on the missed rebound. Back into the game for Rochester, Howard Fisher, a 6-foot junior, replacing Neal. 6'2 senior sits down. Galesburg on top by 17. 2:45 to go here in the first half. Keep you updated on the Galesburg girls, who had taken command of their game with Vandalia at the Mattoon girls tournament. 51-26 at the end of the third quarter there in favor of the Silver Streaks, who won big earlier today as well. On the left side into the corner, it goes to Stallworth. Lead pass on the inlet to Simbel. Now they skip it back out, and Fisher will dribble it around to the right side. Bouncing it into the corner to the freshman Stallworth. Into the lane to Simbel. He'll kick it back out to Fisher. Pull-up jumper, banks it in just outside the free throw line. Third basket of the game for Fisher, who leads Rochester with seven now. It's 33-18, Galesburg by 15.
And Fisher went in the locker room, got some cotton put up his nose, and he's right back out there scoring points.
Dribbling inside the lane. Gibson with a pull-up jumper inside the free throw line, and a timeout called by Mike Reynolds is a full timeout for the Silver Streaks. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to Taylorville this week, tonight, tomorrow, Friday, and Jim, we are loving the style that we strongly recommend checking out when we get it back to the dealership this weekend.
Well, a vehicle by request, you said, after we got back in the white Nissan Murano, the 2012 Platinum Edition of the Murano, was so comfortable and did such a nice job for us on that icy night Saturday up in the Quad Cities. He said, well, just tell them that we'd be happy to take that to Taylorville, and they obliged. So we are in our favorite vehicle, that Murano that, well, you won't be able to see until we get it back there Saturday night. But
Late
Saturday night. But it's worth seeing and certainly worth driving one of the certified pre-owned fleet at Galesburg Nissan. And, again, a Platinum Edition Murano, so it has gotten it's about everything you could have on that thing, including heated seats in the back as well as the front.
Certified pre-owned, 84-month, 100,000-mile limited warranty, towing benefits, among a number of other advantages. So check out Galesburg Nissan. Ask him about what that certified pre-owned entails. The 2012 Murano, one of the advantages as part of that fleet. All right, we're back after the Galesburg timeout. 35-18, Silver Streaks by 17. In the lane, turnaround jumper by Handlin. Right-handed shot won't go, and the rebound put back by Dan Ziegler. Look what I found. Gibson kept the loose ball alive, and it went right to Ziegler, who put it up and in quickly. Now a ball battered around, but J.J. Range into the game for the Streaks. Alertly gets to it, picks it up before the turnover. Now right side Bryce Reed into the game for the Silver Streaks. Inlet pass, Parks, good ball movement out to Shaw in the corner, and he'll skip it back out. Streaks will run a little more time.
Coach Mike Steers was barking at his Rochester team before the timeout. Move your feet, not happy with their defense.
Shaw drives baseline, and then the ball deflected out of bounds by Rochester along the baseline. And Galesburg will inbound it to the right side of the basket. 66 seconds to play in the first half. Silver Streaks lead by 15. On the right side, Range slaps the ball. Everybody goes in motion, trying to find somebody on the inbound. It goes out high to Gibson, nearly gets tied up with Fisher. But Gibson is able to control, now gets it out to Reed, right back to Grant between the circles. Fakes, drives, pull-up jumper, and a floater in the lane, knocks that one down. Grant's made four straight shots now.
Yeah, he's not going to want halftime to happen because he's hitting shots from all over.
Eight in the quarter, 14 for the game for Grant Gibson. 45 seconds to go first half. Now Reed pokes
one
away at midcourt. Loose ball on the floor. Gibson gets it and ties up Fisher, and the held ball will keep it with Rochester.
Really quick hands, though. Bryce Reed making that steal there. So good job by the substitute for the Silver Streaks, nearly forcing another fast break opportunity.
Trying to scoop it up on the floor as he headed toward the basket. He was thinking transition bucket and getting into the scorebook, but he just couldn't quite control it. Rochester hangs on to it. J.J. Range guarding Fisher across midcourt. Bounce pass onto the right side over to Handlin, the sophomore, guarded by Reed. Bryce again trying to poke one away on the high-low. They get it down, and the runner in the lane won't go down for Simbel, and the rebound by Range. And he gets off to Gibson, and the Streaks are going to hold for the final shot here with 18 seconds to go. Streaks have played after a kind of a slow start. Lots of back and forth in the first quarter. Here's J.J. down the lane. Bounces it right side over to Shaw. In the corner, left side, Reed for three. Good! 2 seconds to go. Rochester will not get off a final shot. And a very good first half by the Galesburg Silver Streaks. And finishing it off with a three-pointer by Bryce Reed. And the Silver Streaks go to the locker room with a 20-point lead. 40-20. When we come back on the halftime show, we'll look at the first half stats. We'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Good start here at Taylorville Galesburg on top by 20. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
People who insist that it doesn't matter who does your screen printing have lower standards than you. You know what you want. You know what you expect. Clean lines, artistic designs, quality materials that players will actually want to wear. Screen-printed sportswear like that comes from Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Soft, comfortable fabrics, bright, bold colors, crisp school logos that profess your loyalty loud and proud. Find everything you need on and off the field at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee. Everything sports.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Have you ever wondered why a Coke from McDonald's just seems to taste so good? Maybe it's because it's just a dollar. Or maybe it's because it takes you back to... and makes you think of... And when you pair it with your favorite McDonald's meal, you just feel like saying... Coke and McDonald's go perfectly with any moment, and any size Coca-Cola or soft drink is a dollar at McDonald's, so there's even more happiness to love. A la carte only. Prices and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
Silver Streaks boys basketball continues with the halftime report on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Halftime at Taylorville. Good first half by the Silver Streaks. They finished the first quarter on a 14-0 run to take a 12-point lead at the end of one. And they build on it, outscoring Rochester 19-11 in the second quarter and lead here at the half 40-20 as the Silver Streaks look for their ninth win of the season. And the numbers, as we take a look at the first half statistics, brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home but not miserable when you get the bill. And the Silver Streaks, statistically, Jim, the numbers reflect this 20-point halftime lead, I think.
The Silver Streaks making life miserable on the Rochester Rockets. The Streaks showing a lot of what they can do on the offensive end. We're making baskets in the lane. We're spreading the wealth around. We're hitting from three-point land, really unloading the whole arsenal right now. The Streaks were 14 of 26 in the half, 8 of 14 in that second quarter, including three three-pointers, and I think all came off of different fingertips as well. So
right,
spreading the balance around. So the Streaks will round it up 54% for the first half shooting. Rochester ends the half at 8 out of 20, 40%. Two of their four second quarter field goals came from three-point land as well. Rebounding edge right now slightly in the edge of Rochester, 15-14. Really not much of a difference there to say one team is doing a better job on the boards. The turnovers, we've got six for the Rockets and just three at the half for the Silver Streaks. And again, it's that shooting percentage that's the big story right now. Galesburg 54% from the field. And if you'd have told me at the 4 or 5 minute mark of that first quarter, but we'd be sitting at 40 points at halftime, I wouldn't have believed you.
No.
It looked like it was going to be a defensive struggle, but once we got it going, it just turned the game around.
How about this, Jim? Galesburg 7 of 9 from three-point range.
Wow.
And as you said, they're getting it off different fingers. Ethan Meekers hit two. Bryce Reed hit the one right before halftime. Kevontae Shaw came off the bench and hit two, and Gibson's hit a couple. So, again, everybody getting involved. This is as balanced and as deep as a scoring that we've seen from Galesburg in the previous 10 games this season. Rochester, not bad. They've taken only 3 three-point shots and made two of those, but they can't hit from the free throw line. 2 of 9 from the free throw line. And Galesburg, 5 of 7. Denzel Jones, 5 of 5. Ethan Meeker, 0 for 2.
We could not have run that last 20 seconds any better than we did.
Yeah.
Several guys touched the ball. We got it one corner, swung it around the other, and Bryce nails the three, and the buzzer goes off. It was perfect.
And the team's out quickly. So we'll take a break here at halftime. We're going to talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman when we come back. Streaks 40, Rochester 20 here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament at the half. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
One shoe can change everything, especially if it's a glass slipper. We all know the story, but to see it played out so exquisitely, so gracefully, will delight young and not so young alike. As the first event of the 2014 Red Carpet Series, the Orpheum Theater proudly presents Cinderella, a storybook ballet production performed by the Moscow Festival Ballet next Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Bring the whole family to see this timeless fairy tale ballet featuring stunning costumes, lush scenery, comical evil stepsisters, and of course, Prokofiev's unforgettably exuberant score. Tickets are available now by phone at the Orpheum Theater box office or online at theorpheum.org. The Moscow Festival Ballet's production of Cinderella will play one night only on the Orpheum Theater stage, so get your tickets now for next Friday night, an evening that will leave you enchanted and make you believe again in Happily Ever After. Don't miss this first event of the 2014 Red Carpet Series, the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg. Be entertained.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low down around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 38. Tomorrow night, clear skies with lows getting down around 25. Saturday, sunshine with highs of 42. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows of 21. And Sunday, cloudy and colder with a chance of snow, highs of 26. Sunday night, partly cloudy and colder with lows getting down around 3 below. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Terry Cavanaugh here from the WGIL Morning News. Get some year-end tax tips to help you save tomorrow morning at 8:35 with Mike Devine from the IRS on WGIL.
Good day for Galesburg basketball fans. We are at Taylorville for the holiday tournament. The Silver Streaks boys leading Rochester 40-20 at the half. Galesburg girls have closed out their second victory of the day, 58-43 over Vandalia at the Mattoon Holiday Tournament. Our halftime coaches interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Let's go courtside. Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman.
All right, well, Coach Steve Cheeseman, either you're pretty happy with their play or the locker room was 100 degrees again because you got out pretty fast here.
Well, you know, we're never always happy with their play. They give us a great effort. There's always something to improve upon. You know, we talked in there that obviously we're doing good things offensively. You've seen us move the ball and get good shots, and when everybody touches it and you get rhythm to it, you usually get good shots and you convert. We're a little bit – we need to shore up some things on the defensive end. We thought we gave up too many dribble drives, you know, straight on pass to the basket that we didn't stop off the dribble. And we gave up some loose balls on the floor, things like that. So we need to shore that up. We talked about that if we could get off to a good start here and get on a run here, you got a chance to put them away. If we don't get off to a good start, we give them an opportunity to get back into the game. So, you know, your first 3 minutes are always critical at the beginning of a half. I think this one really is here because it can determine which way the game's going to go in a hurry.
Well, in the first game of a five-game tournament, it's good to be able to utilize that bench.
Yes, it sure is. And I thought we got quality minutes from Cavante and Eric and Logan. JJ came in. Bryce hit a shot there. And the deeper we can be with our bench here when you're playing five games in 3 days, the better it is. And it's just better anyway. You have more weapons to throw out at people.
Finally, when their big kid picked up the couple of fouls, including the technical at the end of the first quarter, that really changed the complexion, I would guess, of your thoughts on how to defend them.
Yeah, I mean, absolutely. He's a good player. He can do a lot of things, and it gives us a little bit more of a bubble down here that you can help out on people and not have to put all your energy toward him.
Sounds good, Steve. Thanks.
Thanks, Jim.
As always, our thanks to Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime with the Silver Streaks leading Rochester 40-20. First half scoring, Howard Fisher led the Rockets with 7. Dalton Handlin, the point guard, had 5, all of those coming in the first quarter. Dan Ziegler with 4, Colin Stallworth, the freshman off the bench, with 3, and Austin Dallas hit a free throw for his only point. Ryan Neal, Matt Swain, Evan Simbel, Matt McClintock did not score in the first half for Rochester. And Matt Swain, the big kid that Jim was just talking about with Steve Cheeseman, not scoring in the first half as he picked up those the personal foul and the technical foul right at the end of the first quarter. And he sat the entire second quarter with three fouls. He will start the third quarter here for Rochester. For Galesburg, Grant Gibson led the streaks in scoring with 14. Ethan Meeker had 8. Denzel Jones, 7 all in the first quarter. Kevontae Shaw off the bench with 6 on 2 3-pointers. Bryce Reed hit the three-pointer right before halftime for his only points. Devin Ross had 2. Tyson Parks, Eric Thompson, J.J. Range, Logan Davis have played but have not scored for the Silver Streaks. Gibson, Meeker, Jones, Parks, and Ross for the Silver Streaks to begin the second half with a 20-point lead. Ross on the dribble, just on the right side of the perimeter, tries an inlet pass. Good defense by Howard Fisher, comes around, takes it away, leads a break to the other end, pulls up, gets it out to Handlin. Handlin at the top of the arc, fires a three, and circles it through.
Now, Rochester needed that. They've got to have a little run here to make this a game. Streaks up 17 after the Handlin three-pointer off the Galesburg turnover.
Only the fourth turnover of the game on the Silver Streaks, but it allows Rochester to take advantage. On the left side, Ross on the wing. Gets it out to Grant Gibson on the perimeter. He'll back up outside the arc, right side over to Jones. Wide open for three.
Everybody get in the act here.
And Denzel's in double figures with 10 now, 43-23. Denzel answers the Rochester three at the other end. Galesburg back on top by 20 here, just underway in the second half.
Five different players have hit from three-point land already for Galesburg.
You said, Jim, it's a shooter's gym, and the Streaks are taking advantage of it, shooting better than 50% and 80% from three-point range. Down the right side, and a foul as Fisher took it down the right side of the lane. Both Meeker and Parks were there. If it's on Tyson, it's only his second. If it's on Ethan, and it is on Parks. If it was on Meeker, it would have been his third. So better of the two opportunities there, better of the two options for the Silver Streaks for Parks to pick that one up. Fisher's first free throw is good.
Fisher, the one that took the shot in the nose and had to leave the game briefly in the first half. He's back out there and looks to be no worse for the wear at this point.
He seems to be the one kid I've noticed who really has a basketball sense on this team. Not to say that the rest of them don't, but him more so than others, with a number of football players from that highly successful football program on this roster as well.
Yeah, I'd say he and Handlin, the two that really could play.
Gibson on the right side on the give and go. Down low to Parks. Skips it out. Denzel again for three. That one rolls off. Rebound tipped up by Parks. Won't go. And Swain comes down with it for Rochester. Skips it out to Handlin. Leading the break to the other end. Right side down the lane. Down to the baseline. Reverse layup won't go. Handlin, or rather Swain, can't control, but it goes out to Neal. They kick it into the corner. And the three-pointer off the back of the rim and over the backboard. Back to the Silver Streaks.
I think if they had that one to do over again, you take that shot in the middle of the lane. I don't know if he thought somebody was going to pick him up and block the shot because he kicked it clear into the deep corner.
Now in the lane, a runner by Gibson, and what a rebound by Tyson Parks, but he can't hit the follow shot, and Fisher comes out with it on the rebound for Rochester. Pulls up in front of his own bench, and Parks from the backside comes and intercepts it from Swain, who then bats it away on the outlet pass, and it's out of bounds, and the Streaks hang on to it. Whew. A lot of action here to start off the third quarter. We've got 5:49 to go, and the Streaks still lead by 18.
And Parks just quick enough. You don't expect a guy in the post to be able to come from the backside and steal that ball, but he got the long arm out there and able to make the steal that countered the Streaks' two missed shots back here on the other end.
Left corner, Meeker for three. Line drive shot won't go down, and Swain with a rebound for Rochester. The Streaks start the third quarter a little cold. There's a quick three at the other end, won't go. And Denzel Jones and Tyson Parks took the rebound away from each other. And Rochester kicks it back out. Now in the right corner, Ziegler on the inlet to Swain. And that one is too strong, down low off the glass. Ross with the rebound, leads the break for Galesburg.
You got a kid that's 6'7 or 8 down low. They've got to make that shot.
He's missed a lot of shots down there. Here's a miss by Ross at the other end. Rebound by Parks out to Gibson for three. That one rolls off. The rebound put back, and on second opportunity goes for Devin Ross. Did you get all that, Jim?
I think it was a four-shot attempt.
It was, yeah.
And Coach Mike Steer can't be happy with that for Rochester because Devin tipped it up twice, and nobody even challenged him on that.
Down low, Swain leaning in, and finally a bank shot over Tyson Parks is his first basket of the game. 45-27, Galesburg by 18, 4:35 to go, third quarter. Now the left side, Meeker brings it back out. Parks on the outside, into the right corner to Devin Ross. On the dribble still, bounce pass down low to Tyson. Skips it along the baseline out to Grant. Drives in from the left side, throws it over the basket. Somehow Parks gets a hand on the rebound, but he can't bat that one up and in, and Ziegler controls for Rochester. Tyson's had a lot of putbacks, but he still hasn't made a shot. He's 0-for-7 from the field.
We've had six offensive rebounds in this third quarter. There's a five-second call, a turnover against Rochester, as Hamlin was being hounded by Ross and never got rid of it. But
nope.
Six offensive rebounds, and they've got the big guy in there.
Yeah.
And just weird the way things play out sometimes.
He's got five rebounds on his own, but he's not been any bargain either, as he's missed some shots down low that he should have made.
Well, I think he's in the doghouse. He just came out of the game and got a talking to from Coach Steer, and we'll go to the cooler.
Jones with it on the left side. Inlet pass to Gibson. Backs up with Swain out of the game, and Grant takes control down low. That's his first made shot of the third quarter, 1-for-4, and he's got 16 points.
We had missed 10 shots in a row before he put that
down. I believe
it.
Inlet pass up high to McClintock into the game, the 6'2 sophomore, and Streaks trying to fight through a screen, get called for a foul. It's going to be the third of the game on Eric Thompson.
Actually, we missed 9 of 10. Devin's tip was the only thing in there.
Oh, that's right.
Got us one.
Well, so much for that better than 50% first half shooting that they had.
Well, we can pick it up again here.
By the way, Grant Gibson has moved into ninth place on the Streaks all-time scoring list. We'll get you updated on that here before the night's over. Quick three by Fisher up high. Won't go. Rebound knocked away from Gibson. Now chased down onto the far sideline. We'll go back to Galesburg out of bounds. Well, why not now? Grant Gibson with 16 on the game. Came in 7 points behind Jordan Watson, so he's passed Watson for ninth place all-time. And he needed 23 on the game to pass Mark Junk for 8. So he may get that. We're 3:15 to go yet in the third quarter.
As we were calling the streaks when Jordan Watson was playing. I was not here when Junk was in high school, but I remember watching him play at Knox. He was a load.
There's Gibson down low, gets fouled. Good inlet pass from Meeker on the left baseline. And Gibson dribbled right into a triple team, went up for the shot, and he's going to get 2 free throws. Call that one on Austin Dowis, just his second foul of the game and the first team foul on Rochester here in the second half. Gibson to the free throw line for the first time tonight. First one up and short.
Yeah, you know, I think we mentioned it before, but if you're teaching a young man how to shoot, you wouldn't have him watch Grant because he lets the ball go on kind of a side spin, and it's not one that's going to work for a lot of people, but it certainly does for Grant, even at three-point land. When he swishes it, if you ever notice, Brad, it kind of sits in the net for a while because it's spinning sideways, and it'll just sit there and then fall through. It's a very odd thing, but, hey, if it works, you go with it.
Second free throw is good.
It's almost a knuckleball with just a little side spin to the right.
48-27, Galesburg by 21 with 3 minutes to go here in the third quarter at Taylorville. Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you. Thanks for being with us. Jim Wyman and Eric Gibson at Mattoon, where the Galesburg girls won 2 big games earlier today. Hanlon blocked by Ethan Meeker in the lane. Gibson picks up the loose ball in transition at the other end. Inlet pass intended for Parks, knocked away by Rochester.
Would have been a great assist by Meeker, who was going out of bounds and fired it back towards Parks, but one of the Rochester players just got their hand in there, kept Parks from what would have been an easy layup.
Kevonte Shaw is wide open on the left wing if Rochester can find him. Now they seem to be aware of him. Kevonte comes out to the wing. It goes to the right side instead to Meeker, who dribbles into traffic, nearly has the ball stolen away and dribbles back out. Now he's going to try it again to the right baseline, scoops it over. Left corner, Davis for 3 off the rim, and the rebound, Rochester's Ziegler takes it away, rips it away from his own teammate. Rochester into the front court, down 21. Ziegler on the left side, fakes, drives, kicks it back out. Cornerford brings it back out to Fisher between the circles. 2:20 to go, third quarter. Cornerford with it, draws a two-man trap on the high-low, right to the hands of Fisher out of bounds. Rockets turn it over. How many turnovers a quarter, Jim? 2 or 3?
Just 2.
Okay, that's what I had, 2.
Yeah, it's interesting. The Silver Streaks are struggling offensively, not making many shots in this period, but defensively, we've got Rochester so flummoxed down there, they can't do anything, so our lead is still at 21.
Shaw at the high post. Pull-up jumper just inside the free throw line. Cavante hasn't missed a shot in the game now. He has eight. And the Silver Streaks have cracked the 50-point mark now, leading by 23. Taylorville and Chicago Vocational to play next after this one. Taylorville, the host team. Vocational, a new team to the tournament. On the outside, Dawes for three. Barely draws the front of the rim, and the rebound off the hand. I thought it went off Cornerford right under the basket, but the official is pointing Rochester's way, so the Rockets will hang on to it.
That's one of that shot was so awful.
Yeah.
That Parks and a couple others had good rebounding position, but there's no way you can anticipate that. You're looking up toward the rim, and the thing just smacks off,
right.
off the edge of the backboard.
Lob on the inbound to Swain, who misses the dunk as they went for the lob. It was a good pass, but he couldn't finish it. Streaks with the rebound. Shaw fakes on the outside, trying to dribble between two defenders, puts it up. That won't go. Rebound by Parks. And I think they're going to get Tyson over the back.
I think you're right.
That's the third foul of the game on Parks.
Well, at this point, from what we've seen from their big man, Matt Swain, it's a good thing he signed on in football. He's a project on the basketball court. He's big, but he sure has not had a very good game against Galesburg here in this one.
Yeah, I think he's more capable based on what he's done in the other two games this season. Here's a jumper, good, by Ziegler, just inside the arc on the left side. The technical foul in the first quarter didn't help him. Here's Gibson with a floater down the lane, going left, went up with a right hand, good body control, and he puts Galesburg back on top by 23. On the left side, this is Cornerford with it. Top of the circle, Ziegler trying to bounce it on the inside.
Nice again.
Tough pass, and they're going to get Parks on the hold.
Well, if he's going to pick up four fouls, let's do it with 23-point lead at the end of the third quarter, I guess.
Under a minute to go, third quarter.
Eric Thompson will check in at the next dead ball.
He's got three fouls.
Yep, and he picked up his in a hurry.
Yeah. This is Dallas with it on the outside, gets it into Fisher. Hesitation move in the lane, and then he goes right and gets around the Galesburg defense for a jumper in the lane. 52-31 Galesburg. Gibson down the right side, skips it out. Davis again for three. That one is good. Logan knocks down his first three-point basket of the season.
That's
just like that,
six,
Galesburg by 24.
Six silver streaks with three-point shots tonight.
Only Logan's fourth three-point attempt of the season. Galesburg may get everybody into the scoring book the way this one's going here with 18 seconds to go third quarter and a silly foul called on Gibson. Not by the official, just a silly foul by Grant.
He looks looking at Mike Reynolds and Mike's just shaking his head and shrugged his shoulders like, what do you want me to say? Dumb foul.
He just reached out with a left hand, just gave a little push to Ziegler with the referee standing about 10 feet away. That's the second of the game on Gibson. Five team fouls on Galesburg. 17 seconds to go, third quarter.
I'm guessing when Mike Reynolds had his playing days at Orion, he picked up a few of those fouls in his day, too. He was known to be a pretty rough and tumble player up there at Orion.
And now Shaw sends Fisher to the deck. He's had a tough game. Fisher getting popped in the nose earlier and now slapped hard to the deck on the opposite side. As Shaw tried to fight through a screen, that's his first six-team foul on Galesburg. On the inbound, Ziegler looking, now gets it up top, driving down the left side corner for it, gives it away to Swain on the right side, bounces it once, gets position, lays it up and in. 55-33, Galesburg by 22, 5 seconds to go third quarter. Gibson, left side, over to Reed, measures it, comes up short, and that's the end of the third quarter. Galesburg 55, Rochester 33 at the end of three. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks Basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters, and by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent in the 4L Plaza in Galesburg for all your insurance and financial services needs.
Handyman offers your business an affordable option to brand yourself on the outside of our vehicles. You'll be featured as one of our limited traveling billboards seen everywhere all over town each Monday through Saturday. You'll get exclusive placement on one or as many of our vans in our fleet as you want. You customize, design, and supply your own signage, and we'll display it on our handy vans for an entire year or as long as you like. People might even start thinking it's your vehicle instead of ours. Contact Julie Main at 345-3614 for more details.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of front of Sandberg Mall.
Wear it to win cash. The new green WGIL button. Available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Brad Benowitz, Jim Lee with you from Taylorville. Nick Simpson, our broadcast engineer for Galesburg Boys Basketball here at the Holiday Tournament. And the Silver Streaks, not the prettiest of third quarters, but they still extend the lead. It was 20 at the half. It's now 22 heading into the fourth quarter at 55-33, and we've got a push away from the ball. I think they're going to get J.J. Range on that one, as Range at 5'10", actually 5'9", according to the roster, is guarding 6'7", Matt Swain on the interior.
Actually got Eric Thompson again.
Oh, they did.
He's going to have one of those games where he plays 4 minutes and fouls out.
Yeah, has more fouls than minutes played. So Swain to the free throw line, his first trip of the night. We're just underway in the fourth quarter. First free throw up and in. 5 points in the game for Swain, all in the second half as he got into foul trouble in the first half. Has played the entire second half without picking up his fourth foul. 55-34. Galesburg by 21. Second one up and short. And then it crawls over the front of the rim and drops through.
That bounced on the front iron three times before the basket finally swallowed it. Lead down to 20 now.
Ross, Range, Jones, Thompson, and Meeker for the Silver Streak. Ethan drives lane, dumps it off to Thompson up and in with the right hand from the left baseline.
Really nice teamwork between those two. They were the only Silver Streaks on the left side. Meeker takes it out high. Thompson cuts down towards the basket at an angle. Ethan drops it off to him, and Eric finishes the job.
First basket of the game for the sophomore, Eric Thompson. Down low, Swain too far under the basket. Can't reach back and bank it in. Ethan Meeker with the rebound, driving in from the right side. Ross, and a foul on the floor. Will be the second team foul on Rochester. Streaks will have to inbound it from left of the basket, and that's just the second foul of the game on Dalton Handlin.
I'm thinking if we can keep this lead around 20 to the 5 minute mark, we might be able to get even a little more playing time for the bench, although a lot of those guys have already seen substantial minutes in this one.
On the inbounds, Ross into the corner, Meeker wide open for three. That one's off the back of the rim. Howard Fisher with the long rebound.
Yeah, he was playing horse that time. There was nobody around.
In the lane, now out to Fisher for three. That one is good. Fisher with his second three-point basket of the game. He's got 14 now. 57-38, Galesburg by 19. Ross across midcourt, right side Range on the wing. Under 7 minutes to play in the game. Two wins for the Galesburg girls at Mattoon. Galesburg boys on their way to an opening victory here at Taylorville. And a push by Ethan Meeker, but a defensive foul called on Howard Fisher, who looked to have pretty good position. But it's his second foul and the third team foul on the Rockets.
Fisher gets up smiling, and that smile said, I can't believe that went against me, because Ethan did stick that left arm out there a little bit. I thought that was going to go against him.
Ethan driving, found an opening in the lane, pull up with a two-hand, almost a set shot, but then he comes up off the back of the rim and Ziegler gets the rebound. I think Ethan was so wide open by the time he penetrated into the lane, it surprised him. And now Galesburg with a steal at the other end. Into the front court, Range driving in from the right side, and a reach foul on the arm by Cornerford will be his first. And J.J., I think, will get a couple of free throws as he was on his way to the basket.
Yeah, no question he was saying, hey, I got to get in the scoring act here too. Everybody's scoring tonight. He hasn't had many minutes, and I'm confident he would have put up a two there on the drive had he not gotten fouled.
For J.J., 3 for 4 from the free throw line on the season. First one up and good. And he does get into the scoring book. Galesburg back on top by 20 now, 58-38. Meeker and Jones and Ross, I guess, the only starters on the floor for the Streaks now as Range hits them both.
Every Silver Streak that has taken their warm-up off in this one has now scored.
Still waiting to get some of the other guys into the game, but again, as deep as Galesburg has gone on the bench and as early as Coach Mike Reynolds has gone to the bench and indicative of playing 5 games in 3 days here. Here's a missed jumper by Handlin. Ross with a rebound, then behind the back with the dribble. Outlet to Ethan Meeker with a layup at the other end.
You got it. You had to see that. That was beautiful from end to end by those two guys.
Galesburg had a 3-on-1 there. It was just a matter of which direction Ross was going to pass it off. Now Handlin drives down the lane, gets tripped up with Ross, an unintentional foul by Devin. But a foul nonetheless, and Handlin will shoot a 1-and-1 here. He's only 1-of-4 from the free throw line in this game. 5:49 to go, Streaks by 23.
On the turnover, Devin Ross went over and got a ball that I wasn't sure he was even going to beat the other man to, but he was so smooth, he got it dribbled it behind his back, and it wasn't just like he got it. He was instantly on offense, and he's headed the other way, and he finds Meeker filling the gap. Meeker goes up and under for the layup. There was a lot of athleticism and basketball skill from those two guys on that one basket.
First free throw good by Handlin. He has 9 in the game for Rochester. 5:49 to play here in the fourth quarter. Taylorville and Chicago Vocational to follow the Galesburg game here. Rantoul defeated Dunlap in the opener. Second free throw by Handlin is good. Ross across midcourt. Left side over to J.J. Range. Steps inside the arc. Gets it over to Ross inside the free throw line. Kicks it out to Meeker for 3, and it's good. 5 in the quarter for Meeker. 13 in the game for the sophomore. Galesburg leads by 24 again. Under 5.5 to play in the game. Handlin on the dribble, working his way right, trying to get a screen from Ziegler. Drops it down low to Fisher, and nearly stolen away by Ethan, and then working toward the sideline. He just couldn't quite hang on to the ball, and Rochester hangs on to it.
Yep, yeah, he did have it, but not quite. The NFL wouldn't have given him a completed pass on that one. He didn't make a basketball move, isn't that the call? So Ethan with a great anticipation, but just not able to get it in.
Ziegler on the inbound, and now Eric Thompson just fouled out of the game. Coming in from the backside, trying to steal the bounce pass on the inlet to Evan Simbel. So Thompson is fouled out with 2 points. And I think he did manage to get over about 5 minutes played, though, by the time it was all said and done.
Yeah,
so
that was a quick one. That was a Brian Garnett-type foul out from a few years ago.
5:16 to go in the game, 64-40. And with Rochester in the bonus, Simbel will go to the free throw line where he missed 2 free throws back in the second quarter. They are getting their free throw percentage back up. They were 2 of 9 at halftime. They've made all 6 of their free throws here in the second half. And the first one by Simbel is good. That looked a lot better than the first 2 he shot earlier in the game. 64-41, Silver Streaks in command since ending the first quarter on a 14-0 run, and Simbel makes them both. The lead is 22. Ross will bring it across midcourt. Kevante Shaw came back in replacing Thompson with Logan Davis, J.J. Range, and Bryce Reed on the floor. Now dribbling out high. Shaw has it taken away. Stolen away by Rochester leading the break. Fisher, good ball control in full stride to the basket. Manages to lay it up and in softly from the left side. 20-point Galesburg lead. Shaw right side to Ross, the only starter in the game now for Galesburg. The sophomore found an opening in the lane and a reach-in called on Logan Laub, who's checked into the game for Rochester as Devin curled away in from the right side. And that'll be the 5th team foul. So the Streaks will inbound it. Ross, about 15 feet to the right of the basket, gets it into Kevante Shaw on the wing. Now he'll dribble it back out high. This is Davis with it between the circles. Right side Reed dribbling back up top to Shaw. Thought about the 3. He'll skip it left side into the corner to Range. Streaks want to run some clock here with a big lead at 4.5 minutes to play. Top of the circle. Shaw looked at it again. Now he'll hand off to Bryce Reed. He'll dribble it back between the circles. Streaks haven't gotten it inside the arc yet. Now Range will shoot a 3 from the wing. That one's off the back of the rim. And a rebound just kind of comes off dead off the rim, and Dallas rebounds for Rochester. Left side passes over to Cornerford, cut off along the baseline. They'll skip it back out. Good job defensively for the Streaks to get back. We're under 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Now foul on Bryce Reed. A little push on Logan Laub driving in from the right side. First foul of the game on Reed. And free throws coming for the Rockets.
Yeah, Reed knew from the minute he heard that whistle, that was going against him. Just got the arms out there a little bit as the fellow tried to go baseline. Reed didn't even look at the official, just looked out the entryway here. It's kind of a tunnel that you come through here with the floor that's a little bit underneath the seats that are up high. This old Taylorville Gymnasium, one of the officials was telling me that he used to play here. He loves this place.
It has a lot of character, no doubt about it.
And it can get loud when you get many folks cheering in here. It is loud.
Well, Shaw and Davis cancel each other out on the rebound after the missed free throw, and Rochester's going to get it back. Both were going for it. Davis had better position, but he was too close to the baseline, so falling out of bounds, he tried to scoop it back to Shaw, who had no idea that was coming, and it out of bounds back to Rochester. take a picture of the gym. We'll send it back to the station, try to get them to post it on the Facebook page just to give people an idea of the character of this place. Good pass down low to Sembel. Banks it up and in from the left side. 64-47 as we approach the 3.5 minute mark of the fourth quarter. Reed driving in from the left side, cut off, gets it out to Davis. Top of the arc, Shaw, right side over to Range. JJ puts the ball on the floor, drives in from the right side. Looks like he lost the handle of it on the way up as it barely got above his head. And the rebound to Cornerford. 17-point Galesburg lead approaching the 3-minute mark. Laub on the right side, tough pass on the inlet, stolen away by Range on the floor, gets it away to Devin Ross, leading the break. Right side Shaw, no look, back to Ross, layup with the left hand. Good teamwork again by the Silver Streaks.
Good work by Ross. If he tries to do that right-handed, it gets rejected, but using that left hand made it work.
On the right side, Cornerford on the wing. Cal Morling set to check in for the Streaks at the next dead ball. Top of the circle. Dallas cut off. They'll bring it back out to Cornerford. Trying to go down left side of the lane. Nowhere to go there. And they'll bring it back out. Stallworth, the freshman, back in for Rochester. Now Dallas up top. Good defense by the Silver Streaks. Rochester just can't even find a look at the basket here. Streaks making them run some clock with a 19-point lead. Laub on the outside, guarded by Reed. Laub stops. Reed covers him up right in front of the Rochester bench. Now Cornerford driving in from the left side. Strong with the left hand off the glass. Way too strong. And J.J. Range with the rebound for the Streaks. J.J. will walk it into the front court with the left hand, approaching the 2-minute mark of the fourth quarter. Silver Streaks looking to go 9-2 on the season, as they are 2 minutes away from that now. Ross on the right side. Reed with an open look. Three-pointer off the front of the rim. Good box out on the weak side. And into the front court comes Dallas. He'll pull up from 18 feet. High floating shot won't go. Rebound put back by Sembel won't go down. Here comes Galesburg in transition. Range pulls up on the left wing. Driving into the lane. Kips it back out to Shaw from 18 feet. And a step back shot. Knocks it down. Coach Mike Reynolds calls timeout to get some of his other players into the game. And he looks at the officials and points and says, I really don't want the timeout. Can we just keep playing?
So they will give him, they'll charge him. Will they charge him the timeout? I think one of them said the 30, but just let it roll. So that's what we'll do. Streaks lead back up to 21 now after the deuce by Shaw.
Reed stays in. Morling, Dakota Williams, Alan Massey in for the Silver Streaks. Reed and Range stay on the floor. Crossover dribble on the outside. Cornerford dumps it off left side. Now Stallworth will shoot the three. That one rims in and out. And a rebound by Reed in the lane, pushing it into the front court for Galesburg. Down low, and a shot partially blocked as Morling took it down the left side of the lane. And the rebound by Rochester. Into the game, Johnny Jones driving down the lane, and he gets fouled as the Streaks go for the steal. Not the same Johnny Jones we'll see tomorrow in the opening game at 10 o'clock when Galesburg plays Rantoul. But this Johnny Jones for Rochester will go to the line.
I had a feeling you'd tie that in there. Johnny Jones, the guard and usual leading scorer for Rantoul. They'll play in the morning, and this Johnny Jones clangs the first free throw off the backboard.
Look at the body on this kid at 5'9". Got to believe he's a football player, too, on this highly successful Rochester program.
Probably kind of a fullback-type build.
Yeah, absolutely. Under a minute to go, Streaks by 20 as Jones makes the second free throw. Reed brings it out, found an opening in the lane, down the lane, and a foul called as he worked his way toward the basket. So Bryce will get a couple of free throws here. Reed 1-for-2 from the line on the season. 50 seconds to go in the game, 68-48 Galesburg. The foul on Logan Laub, his first, sixth team foul. And Reed taking some time, tying his shoes. Tournament directors here getting a little impatient. Come on, let's keep things moving. First game was a little bit behind, not a whole lot. But Taylorville set to battle Chicago Vocational in the last game of the day here on this opener is supposed to tip off in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah, that'll be interesting. Vocational, a bit of an unknown commodity for a lot of us, as are many of the Chicago Public League schools. They might be really good or maybe not so much. They're probably the biggest wild card. We know most of the other teams here pretty well what they're capable or not capable of.
About a 500 team last year coming out of the public league. Here's a bad pass by Jones, picked off by Cal Morling, and now gets sandwiched between Jones and Stallworth, and they're going to get Stallworth from the backside. Jones got away with one. In all fairness, he really fouled Morling after the steal. But with a 20-point lead, the officials weren't quick to blow the whistle, but then Stallworth got one on Morling from the backside that they couldn't overlook. So Cal to the free throw line, makes the first one, and he's in the scoring book now.
Good deal. You know, we were talking about vocational, and so many times teams out of the public league, you really can't even be sure what their record is, because a lot of times their coach doesn't even know what their record is when they get here. But vocational plays in a little better division up there. You were saying up in Chicago Simeon's division. So a little higher profile program, so you got to figure they're going to be on the ball.
At the top of the circle, Jones steps back, fires a long three, comes up short, range with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. And with 20 seconds to go, let's see if Gelsberg just runs out the clock. Rochester will go ahead and play some token defense here. Morling setting a screen, trying to go on the pick and roll. He'll keep it on the outside. Let's see if Alan Massey can get off the shot. He does.
Oh.
And the three-pointer comes up a little short. Simbel with a rebound for Rochester. Down to 2 seconds to go. Outlet to Jones, who dribbles one off his shoulder, and then he misses the wide-open layup underneath the basket. 70-48, Gelsberg wins it by 22. They're 9-2 in the season. Rochester drops to 1-3. And the postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better. Dave's Auto Body, you better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance Agency, your local Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Galesburg's radio station for news, talk, and Silver Streaks basketball. Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
You are the talent. You are the strength. You are the athlete. When you're under those lights, something happens inside of you. Your feet move faster, your hands grip tighter, your heart beats harder, and time slows down. The weight of the team is on you, and you've never felt lighter. That's what good equipment does for you. It's there, performing with you. Breedlove's has the gear you need to be even better than you already are. Settle for nothing less than professional brands that deliver every time, like you. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee.
Kelly Jensen, lead radiology technologist at OSF St. Mary Medical Center, talks about the latest advancement in breast imaging.
3D mammography takes slices through the breast tissue, allowing the radiologist to see just that millimeter of breast tissue without overlying breast structures obscuring the view. We're very pleased to be the first in the area to offer this new breast imaging technology to our area patients.
Schedule your screening today. OSF St. Mary Medical Center, altogether better.
Looks like the mailman's here with a great big package. I wonder if that's for Mommy. Did Daddy give Mommy a present? Oh my goodness, that is huge. Ooh, it's kind of heavy, huh? Let's see what we got. A power bill? What the?
Giant power bills are no present. Save money on yours with a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
I wear slippers. I think they're comfortable. And because they slip on so quickly, they're slippers, I can get to McDonald's to enjoy the dollar menu at breakfast. I can get a cup of freshly brewed premium roast coffee, a savory sausage burrito, maybe a sausage McMuffin, who knows? Two things for sure, though. I can count on getting them for just a dollar. And I'll be wearing slippers.
Every day, as always, there's a lot to love for a little on McDonald's dollar menu at participating McDonald's.
The official WGIL forecast, partly cloudy with a low down around 17 tonight. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs of 38. Tomorrow night, clear skies with lows getting down around 25. Saturday, sunshine with highs of 42. Saturday night, partly cloudy, lows of 21. And Sunday, cloudy and colder with a chance of snow, highs of 26. Sunday night, partly cloudy and colder with lows getting down around 3 below. Currently in downtown Galesburg, it is 30 at Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
final stats, the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game, and comments from Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds. WGIL's coverage of GHS boys basketball continues with the Silver Streaks postgame show on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
At Taylorville, heck of a day for the Galesburg basketball programs. Galesburg girls win twice easily at the Mattoon tournament, 69-17 over Cumberland and 58-43 over Vandalia. And then after a flurry to end the first quarter here at Taylorville, the Galesburg boys end up winning fairly easily as well by 22, 70-48. They're now 9-2 in the season, and Rochester drops to 1-3. Jim, I think this is the kind of game you would hope for coming out of a Christmas break. You got two hard-fought wins over the weekend last weekend, and you know, what are you going to get when you come out of here, you know, 4 days later, coming off a holiday, playing a team that Mike Reynolds admitted at the beginning of the game, we don't know anything about them, because the one game they tried to scout, they couldn't make it in the weather, and they came out and really took care of business, and you get a lot of kids into the game as well. So I don't think he could be, well, he'll still find things that the team needs to work on, but I think overall he's got to be pretty pleased with the way things went here.
Yeah, yeah, because you had a lot of guys scored, as you mentioned, a lot in the game. But still, I think Rochester, we got up and down the court a lot. The kids, if they were at all sluggish from eating too many Christmas cookies, I think they burned most of those off here tonight. And so they'll get a good night's sleep at the Drury Inn in Springfield and come back and be ready to have at it with Rantoul tomorrow morning for the second time this season. And Rantoul's going to get us up and down the court.
Yep.
You know, that's what they love to do. They're not going to change their style, and so we'll have an entertaining game again tomorrow morning as well.
Streaks knocked down 10 three-pointers. I'm just finishing up my stats here. And so a lot of good things statistically about this game by the time we add it all up. So shall we go ahead and take a look at our final statistics, Jim, brought to you by McDonald's. I'm loving it.
Well, the Silver Streak shooting tailed off in the second half after shooting 54% in the first half. We end up 44% for the game, largely on a stretch there in the early third quarter. We hit a three-pointer right out of the gate in the third quarter, but then went on a stretch where we made just one of 11 shots. That hurt our percentage, but really didn't hurt our lead at all because Rochester wasn't doing much on the other end. So the Streak's 25 of 57 for the night, 44%. Rochester was 16 out of 43. For 37%. Rebounds, a bunch of those to be had as this thing went along. 33 caroms for Rochester, 29 off the glass for the Silver Streaks. The turnover count, that was a telling part of the game with Rochester 12 turnovers and the Silver Streaks with just 5 turnovers on the night. And so pretty good night of ball possession for the Silver Streaks, able to take it the other way and make some things happen off of Rochester turnovers. And I think even more than the turnovers, just the defensive pressure overall causing Rochester to not be able to do a lot of things that they would like to do offensively. And Silver Streaks used all their tools tonight. As we said, a lot of guys scored, a lot of guys hit three-pointers tonight, and it was a fun opening game for the tournament for Galesburg.
70-48 the final. As we finish up the team statistics, Rochester finished 4 of 9 from three-point range, pretty good number. Silver Streaks 10 of 20 from three-point land, so that's an even better one. Galesburg 10 of 15 from the free throw line. Rochester got a few more attempts, knocking down 12 out of 21. Individual scoring, the Rockets put two players in double figures, led by Howard Fisher with 16 and Dalton Handlin with 10. Then you drop down to Matt Swain and Dan Ziegler with 6 apiece. Evan Simbel off the bench with 4. Colin Stallworth finished with 3. Logan Laub, Johnny Jones, and Austin Dallas each had a point for the Rockets. Matt McClintock, Jack Cornerford, and Ryan Neal did not score. For the Silver Streaks, how about 4 players in double figures, Jim? And one of them was not a starter. Grant Gibson finished with 19 to lead the Streaks. Ethan Meeker had 13. Denzel Jones finished with 10. And Cavante Shaw off the bench also with 10 points tonight. So 4 players in double figures for Galesburg. Devin Ross finished with 6. Bryce Reed had 4. Logan Davis with 3. J.J. Range and Eric Thompson with 2 points apiece. Cal Morling had 1. Alan Massey, Dakota Williams, and Tyson Parks did not score, although we should note that Parks had 9 rebounds, so he still contributed in lot of ways, as he always does for Galesburg. Streaks win it 70-48. We'll take a timeout here on the postgame show. We'll talk with Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds when we come back from the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Fires happen, people slip and fall, and accidents occur. All these things can happen in your business, so it's vital to have the right business insurance coverage. Hi, I'm Mark Craddy at Craddy Insurance in Galesburg. My business is to make sure yours is protected through Rockford Mutual with a customized policy. And in some cases, we may be able to lower your current premiums. So to review your current policy or obtain a commercial insurance quote from Rockford Mutual, call me today at Craddy Insurance on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
WGIL supports our community, one event at a time.
Hi, this is Mandy Balser from WGIL. United Way of Knox County presents a trivia night on Saturday, January 18th at the Galesburg Knights of Columbus Hall. Doors will open at 5 p.m. with trivia beginning at 6 p.m. Proceeds benefit the United Way of Knox County. Check our calendar for more info at WGIL.com.
This community announcement is brought to you by the staff and local ownership of WGIL, involved and invested in the Galesburg community. You can win cash this winter just by wearing the new green WGIL button. Pick up your free button today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
9. Back at Taylorville, where the Silver Streaks defeat Rochester to open up the tournament 70-48 earlier today. Rantoul defeated Dunlap in a bit of a surprise. Rantoul came in with a 500 record. Dunlap was 6-2. And that's who Galesburg, those are the two teams Galesburg has to play tomorrow. We'll have the Galesburg-Rantoul game at 9:40 tomorrow morning. Breakfast with the Silver Streaks. And then the Streaks will play Dunlap at 6:30 tomorrow night. Same starting time as this game here this evening. So it'll be a day of double eagles, I guess, as both teams are the eagle. You know, not that we're talking golf here or anything. But
they're purple and gold eagles,
that's
too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Although Dunlap is more maroon, I guess, really. Yeah, they're not really purple. Taylorville's purple. There's no lack of purple at this tournament. We don't see a lot of it during the season, but we see a lot of it down here.
Oh, we see the Michigan Wolverines have showed up here for this
one,
too.
Chicago Vocational wearing the Michigan look with the colors. And
maize and blue and the bright yellow sneakers. We've seen bright orange sneakers in the last one, and now bright yellow Nike sneakers being worn by Chicago Vocational.
Taylorville missed the memo on the shoes. They do not have uniformity on their shoes
like the
other three teams that we've seen down here so far. We're awaiting head coach Mike Reynolds, so again, a reminder, Galesburg girls tomorrow with a doubleheader. They also play five games in their tournament at Mattoon, two today, two tomorrow, and then it'll be playing for position or based on position in the final game of the tournament. Coach Mike Reynolds joining us now. Our post-game interview brought to you by Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. Silver Streaks win at 70-48 over Rochester. Here's Jim with the head coach.
Okay, well, a good formula for your opener. Get out to a nice lead. Get a lot of the players in. Seven different guys hit three-pointers. Almost everybody scored. Good night.
Yeah, I mean, we would have liked to defend a little better down the stretch than we did, but, you know, caught a lot of fouls and some things kind of got caught up. But I thought offensively that is as well as we've played in a while.
Early on, after first three or four minutes of this game, we thought maybe it was going to be a defensive struggle, but then you went on one of those patented runs, 14-0 to end the first quarter.
Yeah, and then, you know, I mean, you know, we've had that in all of our big wins. We've had a big run. I think, you know, if you look back at the Limestone and the Decatur game, those are two games that we couldn't shake it loose and get a big run and get enough stops to get a big run. But, you know, we were able to do that in our other nine games, and when we get on that run, we're pretty hard to stop.
Their big kid Swaim wasn't exactly tearing us up anyway, but when he picked up the two fouls at the end of the first quarter and the technical, it really opened up the lane for you guys to do whatever you wanted to do, didn't it?
Well, I mean, he's big, so I mean, I think he alters shots more than he scores points. He alters shots and alters possessions, and he did that a little bit. You saw Tyson rush a few shots up there early, and then once we got our feet under us, we were fine, and I'm proud of our guys because, you know, it's sometimes you come down here that first game and it's not very good. And that's as good offensively as we've been in a while. And we want to hopefully carry that to tomorrow.
You're very aggressive offensively. We saw, of course, Gibson and Meeker leading the team as they normally do. But Kevontae Shaw gives you 10 off the bench. That was a nice lift.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we tried to switch some different guys in and out just to see if we could gain a spark. And he had a hot hand, which we already know he can do. And he hit some shots and you know, the floodgates were open from there.
I'm pretty sure you're not going right back to the hotel. You got Chicago Vocational here, probably the kind of the wild card of the tournament. They could be pretty athletic, could be pretty tough.
Well, they played Simeon the other night. I don't think they're going to be scared of Galesburg or Taylorville. So We're not going to scare them to turn the ball over. But I think, you know, with discipline and ball movement, you know, we've got as good a shot. I mean, I think they're 6-7-2. You know, but they're, the two teams that they played are really good. They got beat pretty handily. So we're hoping that, you know, we can come in and by the third game or by the fourth game, you know, they'll be ready to get back to Chicago and we'll be ready to try to win the tournament.
All right. Well, first things first, you got Rantoul, and they looked like they picked it up a little bit in their win tonight.
Rantoul looked really good. They impressed me, and you know, they put it to a pretty good Dunlap team who's in our regional and who's beat a lot of teams in Peoria. So we certainly got to have our A game in the morning, and the morning's always a wild card. Which team's going to show up? I think we had a little more bounce in our step than Rantoul did last time we played him in the morning, but certainly, you know, we played a 9-in-the-morning game against East Peoria to get ready for this one. So we've got to have our focus. We'll be the first ones in the gym tomorrow, 9 o'clock, and be ready to go at 10.
All right, see you for breakfast.
All right, thank you.
Our thanks, as always, to Streaks head coach Mike Reynolds joining us here on the postgame show. Galesburg wins it over Rochester 70-48, and we'll wrap up the postgame show from Taylorville after this on WGIL and WGIL.com.
You just crashed your car, had an accident, and you don't know what to do.
Dave's Auto Body.
You better call Dave's.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandburg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2014 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan, right in front of Sandburg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Rob Williams, State Farm Agent, the 4L Plaza in Galesburg, for all your insurance and financial services needs. By Big E's Auto and Tire on Main Street, just off Henderson in Galesburg, your Cooper Tire headquarters. And by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg.
Glenn Beck, weekday mornings at 9 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
70-48, the final is. Galesburg goes 3-0 on the day. Two wins for the Galesburg girls, one for the Galesburg boys here at Taylorville. In our final order of business, Jim, was an easy decision with the Dave's Auto Body Crunch Time Player of the Game.
Yeah, you might think, well, we had seven different players hit from three-point land. We had four guys in double figures that we'd have to scratch our heads and figure out who to give the Crunch Time Player of the Game to. But it was a really easy decision in this one because at the end of that first quarter, the Silver Streaks able to get 5 points in a row from the free throw line in the course of that 14-0 run, and they all came with no time on the clock. It's just a gift of 5 points, and, well, we had to earn it, and Denzel Jones was the one that towed the free throw line after he got fouled at the buzzer trying to shoot a three. He makes all three of those. Coach Mike Reynolds says, well, just stay out there. You're doing fine, young man. Knock down the other two free throws, and all of a sudden we had a big lead, 21-9, I think, at the end of the first quarter.
Yep.
And it was over.
Part of a 14-0 run.
Yeah, so pretty easy to call that. And in addition, Jones, I don't know if he intended to, but drew the second foul on their big guy, Swain, which became the third foul after the technical. I mean, that was so probably as easy a call as we'll have all year on crunch time, because when you get the other team's best player in foul trouble at the end of the first quarter and get 5 points out of it, slam dunk.
Didn't play the entire second quarter because of those fouls, and the Streaks build it up to a 20-point lead by the time it was all said and done. And the Streaks win it by 22 here, 70-48 over Rochester. Galesburg 9-2 in the season. Rochester drops to 1-3. And again, we're back on the air tomorrow morning at 9:40. Silver Streaks battling Rantoul in the first of two games that the Streaks will play here tomorrow at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Our thanks to Nick Simpson at the downtown studios. For Jim Lee, I'm Brad Benowitz. Again, Galesburg wins it 70-48. Good night from Taylorville.
Thanks for listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL. This has been a WGIL sports presentation.